Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never heard that. That's pretty rad.
That was weird.
That's super cool.
Okay, so good evening, insiders. What is up? Welcome back to the QS Cast. Tarkan and I are joining you tonight for a flash cast. We don't normally get Tarkan. Well, sometimes we do, but normally with these flash casts are like kind of weird at weird times. Just so happens Tark was on and is joining us. What's up, Tark?
Hey, what's going on? I had to join since I've been in the spoiler chat. I just popped in and was like, oh, all right, let's cast. Like,
yeah, this is, I mean,
we had
some big news from PAX, so here we are. We wanted to cast like immediately. We'll keep this kind of short and sweet just so we can kind of organically talk about this. This will be for insiders. We'll see if we want to keep it just for insiders, but we'll talk really quick, just get our reactions about the PAX panel. I believe that's we got everything that we're going to talk about. But long and short, Ravnica Shocklands are back. This is their third reprint with new art. Tarkan and I were just talking. I think the play is buy listing like right now as you're listening to this. Buy, you know, if you're in the Discord, if you're talking right now, you know, this is why, you know, we're ahead, and this is what comes with the subscription, that we get this kind of information and talk about it ahead of time. I would be buy listing RTR shocks. You know, for me personally, I like the original Rav as like a sentimental value type thing. So I probably wouldn't buy list them, but if you have really no need for them and you just want to spend less on your shocks, by all means, I'd buy list all of them, because they're going to be pretty cheap.
They're going to be super cheap, and the new ones will be, I mean, there might be more new ones than there are the RTR ones. So, I mean, there's going to be infinite. So totally agree. Just buy list them. I mean, to be fair, I don't think the shocks are going to like crater.
No.
There were some folks that I was talking to that said that their shocks are going to crater. I don't agree with that at all. You know, if you're like, well, I'm going to hold on to my shocks, it's not the end of the world. I mean, you're going to get, I would say you're going to get more value. Probably you buy list them, but it's not like your shocks going to become, they're not going to become pain lands, right? Like,
no.
They're multi-format eternal staples. So they're going to be worth, you know, at least $3, $4 each. But, you know, $10 shocks are done. That dream.
Yeah, some of the insiders are talking about card stock quality. I mean, that's obviously a factor, but I don't think it's the factor. Like, yes, it's a part of this, but the prices are going to tank whether they're curled as cinnamon sticks or not. I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I mean, people will pay the three. Yeah, I mean, I do like the art. Don't get me wrong. I don't think I'm going to be as blasphemous as some of the insiders and say, you know, well, I'll say insider, not plural, about them being better than the original Rav shocks. But I would probably put in priority buy listing Rav, the Rav 2.0 shocks, so Return to Ravnica. And then if you have some sentimental value for the original Rav shocks, I mean, the prices are going to drop, but I don't know if they'll drop too much because they, especially foils, like if they don't really get affected because, you know, nostalgia reasons, old border, what have you. But if you just want to buy list them in, I mean, that's fine too. I personally won't, be just because I've had them for a long time. And like Tark said, I mean, the price is going to drop, but it's, you know, by no means like completely like $2 shocks and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. In my opinion, it feels like a very easy money play to me. More and more I watch what they're doing, it seems like they're just going for money grabs, which is totally fine. They're a business, and that's how it works. But you know, even the idea of returning to Ravnica, it's like you could have returned to a lot more interesting places. But, you know, data, I'm sure the data, you know, Ravnica was when there was a player explosion. So I'm sure data says that, well, you know, there's more brand exposure in Ravnica than there is something like, you know, Shards of Alara or whatever. So, but yeah, I mean, to me, this just screams like I don't think this is necessarily a real, you know, based solely on design. I think it's, you know, money play, and you know, shocks in standard. What do you think about that, Chaz?
I think it works out well. I mean, as long as it's without fetches, like I think you can pretty much have any combination of mana base without fetches. I think it's where fetches is where not only does it just not become enjoyable to watch and play in terms of like average player and a spectator, but it just really convolutes the entire format. Yeah, I like Shocks on their own. Shocks and Buddy Land seem great.
Yeah, I think there was a comment that Fetch is going to go, you know, see some games. I think that is actually true.
Probably.
I don't think we're going to get Fetches until another Masters release. I don't think we're going to see Fetches in Standard anytime soon. So yeah, no, I think Fetches might be the move here. Dump the Shocks and move the money to Fetches.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, so
I'm not familiar enough with. I have to be honest. I'm not familiar enough with what the land base is currently like for the best. What's your mic? Can you hear me, Efren?
No? I would just turn yourself up.
Okay, all right. I should be good now. Can I be heard still? No, Chaz, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're heard. Just a little quiet, but
yeah,
better.
So,
yeah.
I don't know what the mana base is like in Standard, but I'm assuming this is only going to bolster it that much more. But although people were saying that you know, some people were saying that Shocks would be bad in Standard right now, so that was evidence that they weren't going to be. So I don't know what is the consensus on that. I mean, it sounds like you like them, Chaz, but like, what's the play argument as far as that them being in Standard? Is it really overall a good thing? Current Standard.
I think so. I think overall it's a good thing. I think also with Shocklands, you know, you kind of also set a kind of a balance scale of, you know, dirtily control decks and giving, you know, aggressive decks a little bit of a bump. Typically when, at least early on, it gives really the aggressive decks a pretty big bump, you know, just taking free damage from greedy control deck mana bases is always good.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've always really liked Shocklands. I think it's just whenever they're coupled with fetch lands, it just gets bad.
Yeah. I mean, listen, from a strictly a play standpoint, I always think they're interesting. I mean, anything that improves the mana bases in general is great, right? But what about other spoilers? Like,
so we got Legion War Boss. It's a 2 generic and a red 2/2 with a new ability, Mentor. Whenever this creature attacks, put a +1/+1 counter on target attacking creature with lesser power. And at the beginning of combat on your turn, create a 1/1 red goblin creature token. That token gains haste until end of turn and attacks this combat if able. So pretty much as close to Goblin Rabble Master as you can get without being Goblin Rabble Master.
Yeah.
It's debatable if you know, one's better than the other. I think Rabble Master has the edge. But you know, Rabble Master, while being a buy a box promo, was like $20. Yeah. I don't know if this gets there, but this is already a pretty strong candidate for a rare. And then we had a couple really good uncommons. Narc Amoeba comes back as a rare. Amara, Soul of the Accord, down from the pretty much unplayable 7 mana, the 1.0 version. Green, white, 2/2, whenever Amara, Soul of the Accord becomes tapped, create a 1/1 white soldier creature token with lifelink. So plays into Convoke. Pretty solid ability for a bear. I'm liking it. So you can either get the ability from convoking or just from straight up attacking. I think that's a solid rare. A new Ralzarek, Ral Izzet Viceroy. 3 generic, red, blue. Comes in with 5 loyalty, which is a pretty good number. +1, look at the top 2 cards of your library. Put one of them into your hand and the other into your graveyard. -3, Ral Izzet Viceroy deals damage to target creature equal to the number. Equal to the total number, sorry, of instant and sorcery cards you own in exile and in your graveyard. And then -8, you get an emblem with whenever you cast an instant or sorcery spell, this emblem deals 4 damage to any target and you draw 2 cards.
Wow.
And then another mythic, Golgari colors, Underrealm Lich. I'm trying to get a better reading on this. 3 generic, black, green, mythic, 4/3. If you would draw a card, instead look at the top 3 cards of your library, then put one into your hand and the rest into your graveyard. Pay 4 life, Underrealm Lich, gains indestructible until end of turn, tap it. So in terms of Ral, just to kind of briefly talk about the mythics here until we get to our kind of the big news of the day. Ral seems kind of medium to me, although, you know, it does pseudo protect itself. It has some meaty loyalty there. I just don't know how, like, short of what's the 3 mana one from Conspiracy again? Dak? you know, exactly. Is that walkers are just not normally really popular and not normally that good.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm kind of lukewarm on this already, but you know, I've been wrong. And in terms of the other mythic, what was it, the Lich? I mean, that's a pretty strong, that's a really strong ability in black green. I mean, just already, it's like a really awesome version of Dark Confidant, like a kind of weird twist on Dark Confidant. The 4 life is kind of hefty, but gains indestructible, so stops a lot of removal. I don't know. Yeah, Zombie Elf Shaman, so decent typing there.
Sounds like casual gold.
Yeah, pretty strong casual card. I don't know if it's, you know, 100% constructed staple, but very strong card. I mean, obviously, I think the Legion War Boss is where, you know, if anything, is the one that jumped out at me in terms of constructed.
What about, isn't there an uncommon removal spell that looked really, really
good? Yeah, so a Necrotic Wound, single black, instant undergrowth. Target creature gets -X/-X until end of turn, where X is the number of creature cards in your graveyard. If that creature would die this turn, exile it instead.
So it's a black,
also, really soft.
It's 2 mana, right?
No, it's just a single black.
That is quite good.
Yeah.
That's quite good. That might be a modern card.
Yep.
Maybe like Dredge.
I don't know how many instances you'd want this over like just Fatal Push, but I don't think this is gonna see as much modern play as very fringe like sideboard stuff, but
yeah, it looks like people are saying it's not modern play.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is that just there's no graveyard decks that would want to play this?
I don't think so. I mean, off the top of my head.
Push is strictly better because of Vision.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm liking War Boss. I mean, I don't see a world where I don't see a meta where War Boss doesn't see play, especially early on.
Yeah, so is that one you like to pre-order?
Depends on how much it is. I'm guessing it'll start around 4, which is like kind of not where I want to be.
Yeah, I was going to say 5. I feel like that's going to be
I would not be
logic.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if this starts at like $4.99.
Yeah.
Which is like not where I want to be, but the question is like I feel like this could be like 6 to 8, but then there's like that chance where it's like is this a $15 card? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's like we have no idea what else is in there, you know. It could end up being
right.
Overshadowed by something or not becoming more,
which I don't know how. I mean, this is already really good. I feel like this is really only for standard, unless so the big reveal was a Masterpiece draft set. So we were privy to, and it was revealed that there is 8, I believe, Masterpiece Planeswalkers. So this has been something pretty much a long time coming. They look fantastic. I mean, it's like full border planeswalkers. They look gorgeous. Elspeth Teferi, Hero of Dominaria, Elspeth Knight Errant, Liliana Last Hope, Rao is at Viceroy, Nicole Bolas Planeswalker, Duretti Ingenious Iconoclast, Tezzeret Ancient of Bolas, and one missing one. Is that all that we got for that so far? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. Probably Jace the Mind Sculptor, I'm guessing.
Probably, yeah.
So there's going to be 8 total Planeswalkers, and you get 24 packs. Masterpiece Edition, and these will be up on Hasbro Toy Shop sometime in October for a price of $250. So not something for the faint-hearted, but these will be limited edition.
Guaranteed to get 8 walkers.
What?
And you're guaranteed to get the 8 masterpieces.
Yeah. So you get 24 packs. I don't think they were clear on what packs they are. I think they're just like just regular packs of Rav, like new Rav, and then the 8 walkers.
You get a full draft. You get a draft set. You get an 8-man draft set out of it, and then you get your they're traditional packs. So you're gonna get your rares, your mythics, you know, in the pack. Or you know whatever you're gonna get randomly, and then you're gonna get the walkers on top of that, or are the walkers gonna replace like this walk? No, it's 8 of them. Yeah, man, that seems pretty sweet. I mean, those walkers are probably gonna be what minimum $20 each, so that's $160 right there. That's your box, and that's, I mean,
that's on the low end. I'm sure some of the walkers, Jace or something, probably get bucks at least.
Folks are having a hard time hearing you, Tark.
Still?
Yeah, you're like cutting out a lot, and it's probably your internet.
How's this?
That's much better.
All right. I'm just going off with my onboard mic, but yeah. So, what I was saying was that I mean, you're getting more than your money's worth if you buy one of these, because those walkers are going to be a minimum of $20 each, and that's on the low end, right?
No, they're 30. There's 8 times 30 is 240. So, yeah, so what then, like around 30.
Pack. Yeah, and then you get your packs.
Yeah, it's 24 boosters.
So, I mean, it's a no-brainer if you ask me. There's no reason to get one if you can. To not get one if you can.
I saw 24 boosters. If I'm wrong, then that's on me. But let me double check. 16 boosters. Okay. 16. Yep. Jerry confirmed 16. That's my bad. So 16 boosters. I mean, you're basically spending 250 on the 8 walkers. I mean, the boosters are like whatever. So it really doesn't. I mean, it's just gravy, but $30 for all 8. I mean, 30 at 30 a piece. I mean, there's. I think you can easily make double that or more. I agree with even the Liliana. I feel like that's at least 60 on its own. 60 plus, probably 80. Yeah.
Question is, how limited? Are they going to be as limited as the SDCC walker?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they didn't restock this last round. I mean, folks thought that there was going to be a lot of them, and they wrapped those up in like, what, 20 minutes? Yeah, it's a limited set. So basically, first come, first serve on the Hasbro Toy Shop, just like a San Diego Comic-Con release.
Yeah.
$250 steep, but I think you could easily make that back. So if you go through, like, just to be objective, Elspeth Knight-Errant is solid. Not, you know, super high-end, like, tier one, like, Planeswalker, like Liliana the Veil, but, you know, pretty good. Teferi, modern playable. Standard staple, so that's got some things going for it. Liliana the Last Hope is probably the best one in, you know, the 8 of them. Rel is at Viceroy's, you know, standard, whatever. Nicole Bolas Planeswalker is solid only because, you know, there's just a lot, you know, a pretty wide range of folks that just, you know, like Nicole Bolas and the character, and it's really cool looking and whatever. Duretti, you know, is okay. That's probably the one that will end up being, you know, around the same price, you know, 30. Yeah. You know, that probably will be the one that doesn't increase too much. Agent of Bolas will be solid. And if the last one's Jace the Mind Sculptor, that one can almost be $250 on its own. You know, at least 200. Yeah, I doubt it'll be Jace the Mind Sculptor, but if it is, you know what that last one is probably? The inset Vraska.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Because if they have the Viceroy in there, I think the last one's the new inset Vraska.
Apparently there are pre-orders up on SCG.
Like, okay. Let's see what we got.
Shocks at $12. Right.
What is the set called?
Guilds of Ravagers.
Jesus. Okay, Guilds of Rav. War Boss, $199.
Oh, that's a good play, yeah.
Oh man, I think I'm in on that. There's no way I'm getting this now, but I'll try.
You going in now?
Yeah. I think $199 for the War Boss is probably wrong.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I think that's good. That's a great place.
They're probably gonna be gone by the time I even get them in the cart, so
Necrotic Wound at 99 cents. Well, yeah, but it's not Fatal Push though. I think everybody's right. It's really not a Fatal Push. Now, it might be bonkers in standard. So that could end up being like $3 uncommon, $4 uncommon. I hope no one in this Discord or that subscribes to QS is going to buy a Shockland pre-order $12. Please don't do that.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Well, those drop real fast.
What do you mean?
I had 20 in my cart, only checked out with 12. So, okay, sweet.
Well, hey, at least you got something.
So technically, I wasn't wrong, but I wasn't right. Like, I wasn't right, but I wasn't wrong either. I said in one form or another, they would get reprinted. So I said Masterpiece and the Guild set, whatever. At some point, they were going to get they were definitely getting reprinted in one form. So I guess I'm not technically wrong. I guess, well, they're in the set, so I'm right. Man, Tark, you wanted to start off on an L right before the draft? It's not looking good for you. It's not looking good for you.
Hey, man. It's okay.
You have to be, like, you had to, I'm starting it strong. Coming in with a good, solid W. Which you, Verscott, and Stu should all get it, like, go into week one with a loss for that nonsense.
I mean, I don't think it's nonsense. I think there are plenty of very good arguments for why Shocks don't need to be in the set. I don't think you have to have Ravnica to have Shocks. You could have had a new duel. I think you, when you think of Ravnica, you think duel of some sort or another.
Yeah, like, the duel lands are called Shock lands. No, I get it. Like, you did have a lot of arguments. They just all ended up being wrong. It's fine.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all right. I will make up for it with, you know, a number of profitable picks.
No, I know that. Yeah, Legion War Boss is gone. That 199. There's no. Even if I buy them back, there's no way that's 199. What?
Back up to 299? Is it up to 299?
Well, I don't think they'll restock them at 199.
Oh, so it's sold out.
Yeah, pretty much sold out instantly.
I think there's three people actually. First guy, that was another one that didn't. Well, I don't want to call him out. I know I did. I know Stu didn't. You know, called him not.
Yeah.
I don't know who. So, well, listen.
No, but seriously.
I think the set's going to look, Shocks are cool, don't get me wrong, right? Like, Shocks are going to be great for the set, and it's going to make Standard interesting, and yeah, I mean, so far from what we've seen, it looks like Ravnica's going to be, I had no doubts that this set was probably going
to
be interesting.
Yeah, so you have to, like, kind of think about this, and I don't want to have the cast go too long, so we'll kind of wrap it up here very shortly, but a lot of great news. You know, we'll discuss, we don't really have much to go on in terms of cards that directly benefit from this outside of Standard, or, you know, just cards, EDH stuff, or, you know, reactionary purchasing, other than I do like the prospect of fetch lands going up with Shocks getting a reprint. That's a pretty good line. We just don't have too much else. 199 pre-order. So thank you, Guillaume, for alerting us for the pre-orders. 199 Legion War Boss seemed really underpriced to me. Overall, I mean, listen, you know, you look at this from a greater perspective here. They had to keep the hype train going, right? Like,
for sure.
Dominaria was really successful. Battle Bond was really successful. You know, the Commander set, whatever. But, you know, following up Dominaria with Ravnica was already, I mean, a good idea. People like Ravnica, even if it's the third time around. I mean, I love Ravnica. Has always been kind of a nostalgic set for me. I loved the set even back then. You know, just reprinting Shocks was just kind of like a no-brainer. I mean, they just kind of had to keep this train rolling. And I think they've been on a pretty good stretch since Ixalan. So this was an easy play to not only sell packs. You know, you have the Planeswalker, you know, limited edition for, you know, the kind of upper echelon collectors and, you know, people willing to buy into that, you know, high-end finance stuff. I mean, not super high-end, but, you know, 250 is, you know, decent amount, but not like crazy for some of the cards that are really in the high end. But, you know, and there's a little bit of everything for everyone. I mean, you get Shocks for folks that want to get into Modern, and the prices don't just get out of control, because they definitely would have been getting out of control if they weren't reprinted. That's a fact.
I don't agree with that. I think Shocks would have gone up a few bucks, but there's millions of Shocks. Like, they didn't need to be reprinted. I don't think there would have been any problem with pricing on Shocks if they weren't reprinted.
I don't know. I think there would have been a pretty maybe not like double and a half, but, you know, a significant amount where it's like on every playset you're spending a $20 or $18 or $15 on every playset. It adds up.
You're saying each, so a playset is $20, so $5 each?
No, I'm saying that if you're spending, if they go up a few dollars each, $4 or $5 each, that's not like a double up. It doesn't look as bad, but, you know, still like $4 or $5 on every Shock is noticeable.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, if Hallowed Fountain or Breeding Pool went up $5, it's like $20 extra on a playset where you could have, you know, not had to spend that for Modern.
I don't know, $5 is pushing it. I think
$3 to $4 max would have been. I mean, come on, there are so many. There would have been a hype buying. And
if,
then what
I know
there.
I mean, there's a lot, but they kept trending anyway. They're like double the price that they were when they were printed.
Right, but I don't see that how they haven't grown is what I'm saying. They haven't gone up anymore. So it's not like there was an issue with the supply. So if they weren't in there, it's not like all of a sudden we're getting choked even more on supply.
I guess, but right? I don't know.
In any
yeah,
case.
maybe not like substantial. Maybe you're right, but this definitely stops it from happening altogether.
Stops from happening. And to be fair, nobody needs to like freak out that the Shocks are now going to like crater. They're just not, right? In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, they might not drop that much at all. They might drop maybe like a buck or so, $2, but I don't see them just like careening, right? Down. Like you're not going to, you know, lose. I think they're all end up, what is Breeding Pool now? Is Breeding Pool like Hallowed Fountain? They're like, $8 to $10?
Hallowed is like $9-ish.
Yeah, so Hallowed Fountain ends up being $7. Right, like I don't
yeah,
see
maybe,
how
yeah, like 5-6, I think.
Yeah. Huh. Also, another interesting thing
it's
to note
significant.
Is it'll be very interesting to see. Well, I mean, I don't know if 5 or 6. I think 7, but it'll be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see how prices play out. So, if we see the new Shocklands, let's say we get 90 days into supply of or release of Gilded Ravnica, and the Shocklands and the old Shocklands. So the old Shocklands haven't dropped much, and the new Shocklands are holding a decent price because obviously they're standard. That to me suggests that to me is evidence that the player base is actually, you know, doing okay. It's pretty strong, right? Because I mean, if you're going to inject millions and millions of new Shocks into the marketplace, and you know the price stays fairly solid, doesn't precipitate too much. Well, that's evidence to me that you have plenty of demand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that means that the player base is all right.
What's kind of trying to wrap it up here. So last thought, 250, like take the packs out of it because I mean that's just gravy. 250 on the Planeswalker set. Are you in on that?
I think you're going
to like a 100% definite or do you hesitate?
I'm 100% definite because all the walkers are $30. So you're getting your money out of the walker.
Okay.
And then you get 16 packs to play with and you know. But yeah, you're paying for the walkers and you get some booster packs. So I think
would you order more than one?
Yes, because I think there's upside to some. I think there's upside to Liliana
okay.
in particular, and there might be upside to another one down the road. But definitely Liliana. So yes, if any of these go up, it's just upside.
Okay.
I mean, would I go deep on them? No, because I don't see them. I don't see these being $100 promos.
Right.
I mean, they're just like San Diego Comic-Con. They're like cool. I mean, I consider San Diego Comic-Con to be kind of a masterpiece thing. And those don't jump in; those don't spike hard in price. Usually, it's the individual card.
Yeah, so, I mean, you normally pretty safely make double on those. So I think baseline, you're going to make double on this plus.
You think baseline double plus?
What?
You think that each one's going to be $60? So if you pay $250,
probably average. Yeah.
I
think if you average them, because I think the only real stinker. Not even really like it's a stinker, but is Duretti. Well, and that Rao one.
I mean, that's a new Rao, so...
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like kind of like a stinky one. I don't even know if they're foil. I did not say.
Sure they're foil. And that's another thing. If they have Masterpiece foiling, that would be interesting, as opposed to, you know, some kind of weird foiling. If it's just normal foiling, that may also...
Yeah. All right. So a lot of news. We will continue to get more news.
Sorry, I don't know about doubling up on these, man. I don't know. That
really?
Might be ambitious with this.
I wouldn't buy it.
Well, I think that you're
I guess
get
if you can make like a, yeah, I guess if you're if at the end you make $100 clear, that's still really good.
Yes. If you're saying if you're going in strictly for profit, I think these are a little risky. You might be able to clear, yeah, $50 to $100 maybe, but I don't know if these are gonna launch out like
I think you can solidly make like $100 all said and done on this pretty easy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right, folks. Thanks for joining in. We tried to keep that as quick as we could. A lot of stuff to come. Really interesting stuff coming from Ravnica. Pretty awesome Masterpiece series, although, you know, limited on the Hasbro Toy Shop. It's kind of crazy, but normally we're pretty good on that. as many insiders can attest to for the San Diego Comic-Con, the exclusive release on those for the Planeswalkers from there. But we will cast very soon. Tark, always a pleasure. Everyone else, always a pleasure. We will talk to everyone soon. And yeah, always tune in for more discussion as we learn new information on especially, well, everything, but especially new sets. The spoiler channel is the best place to be for that.
Yep.
So good night, everyone. Take care, and we will see you soon.
Take care. See ya.